Throughout his career, Bob Agee has been a visionary and an implementer. This is a rare combination. In my opinion, no single individual has influenced the landscape of Baptist higher education and faith-based higher education more than Bob Agee has during the past 30 years. Dr. Agee was born in West Tennessee, the son of a truck driver. After graduating from high school in Memphis, he enrolled at a Southern Baptist institution, Union University, where he was a track student athlete. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree with honors from Union, and then went on to earn a Master of Divinity degree and the Doctor of Ministries degree from Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. After pastoring churches in Kentucky and Tennessee for several years, Dr. Agee made a life-changing decision when he accepted President Robert Craig's call to return to his alma mater to serve Union University, to serve as Vice President for Religious Affairs and Professor in the Religion Department. Because of Dr. Agee's commitment to the integration of faith and all aspects of learning, and his total commitment to Christian higher education, this decision has had a positive impact on Baptist higher education. In order to better prepare himself for his new career, Dr. Agee returned to school and earned a PhD in higher education from Vanderbilt University. For several years, I felt compelled to call him Dr. Agee. In 1982, Dr. Agee accepted the call to become the 13th president of Oklahoma Baptist University. During the 16 years he served as president, OBU experienced unprecedented growth and attracted national recognition for the quality of faculty, students, and educational programs. During Dr. Agee's tenure, OBU became widely known among faith-based colleges and universities for its commitment to and involvement in missions and international activity. Enrollment grew by more than 70%, and during the last 7 years of his administration, OBU was listed by U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10 regional liberal arts universities in the western part of the United States. Dr. Agee is a master fundraiser. The number of donors to OBU increased from 2,000 in 1982 to more than 6,500 in 1998. The university constructed 11 new buildings and renovated 12 buildings during Dr. Agee's tenure. OBU's endowment grew from $11 million in 1982 to more than $60 million in 1998. In 1998, when Dr. Agee retired from OBU, he was selected to serve as the executive director of the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools. From June of 1998 until September of 2002, he also served as the executive director of the Consortium for Global Education. One of his roles as the leader of these two organizations was to represent Baptist higher education as a member of the Secretariat, a major public policy agency in Washington, D.C. He led the Association of Southern Baptist Colleges and Schools to grow to the extent that the organization, in order to better serve institutions around the world with Baptist connections, changed its name to the International Association of Baptist Colleges and Universities. In 2007, Dr. Agee retired as executive director of the International Association of Baptist Colleges and Universities. Today, he continues to provide leadership for a long-range planning consulting service for colleges and universities and serves as professor of educational leadership at Union University. While a student at Union, Bob married Nell, and I would parenthetically add he significantly outkicked his coverage when he married Nell. Bob and Nell have two daughters, Denise and Robin, and four beautiful granddaughters. It's an honor for me to introduce the inaugural speaker, President Emeritus of Oklahoma Baptist University, my mentor and friend, and President Whitlock's mentor and friend, Dr. Bob R. Agee.